Strategy number five, spark greater creativity. I want to share with you that I have a client who is the CEO of what is called a credit union service organization. And in essence, what she does is that she services credit unions and she provides credit card services. We were having a conversation one day, and after a period of time, she said, "Hugh, I need to let you know something about this company." And I thought she was going to tell me something about from a financial perspective and whatnot. And I said, "Okay, what's that?" And she said, "Hugh, this is not my company." And I thought, "Well, if this is not your company, whose company is it?" And she said, "This is God's company." I said, "Really? Tell me more about that." She said, "Hugh, I started this company when my son was in an automobile accident and he had severe brain damage. And the only way that I have ever survived this, the tragedy of my son's automobile accident and his rehabilitation that has taken now close to 10 years, the only way I have been able to have the company succeed and, you know, be there for my son is through God's grace. That's the only way I've ever been able to do this. So this is not my company, it's God's. And so what it allows me to do is to think differently about how I lead people. It helps me to think differently about how I might manage people. It helps me to think differently all across the board." And that was a very interesting point for me. And so I position that with you to say, what would it be like if you viewed your career in the same way? What would it be if you looked at your department in the same way? And I'm going to suggest to you that there are several ideas for gaining greater creativity. But I would like to say that my CEO, has it really right and to say, let's put the most important thing first, and then let's try and create the creativity in support of that. So here are some other ideas. Number one, think of creativity as focusing on improvement and getting better, not from starting in scratch. I mentioned a little while ago that Steve Jobs, when he saw the very first mouse, I think it was from IBM, it had three buttons on it and it cost about $100. He said, "You know what, I think there's a better way to have a mouse." So Steve Jobs went to some industrial designers and said, "Here's what I want, is I only want one click, and here's what I want it to do, and I want it for under $12. A radical transformation, thinking much bigger, but he was improving on something. He was not starting from scratch. So those individuals that you think might be creative, quote-unquote, oftentimes have seen something and said, "I think I can do that, and I can make that a little bit better." So number one, let's position creativity from that perspective. Number two, determine this week for next week, what is one process that you would like to improve? What's the one thing that you might find some level of dissatisfaction with your work, with your team? And just feel the dissatisfaction and say, "Okay, what can I do to make this better?" So number three here with the sparking creativity, which is going to go back to maybe the very first piece about belief, is believe that you can have a positive impact on the process. You have a world of experience. You have a world of perspective that maybe other people don't have. And what you're going to be able to do is to come to the situation and to bring that perspective and to make a positive difference. There is a story I tell in some of my leadership work is that there was a group of very smart, highly educated engineers that were trying to solve a really big problem. And they had been looking at the problem for 3 days. They were exhausted, and they decided they were going to work a little bit late. And so there's 12 of them in this room working, and they decide to order some pizza because they're going to work through the evening. And some of you may have heard something similar to this, but when the pizza guy comes, you know, he's delivering pizza, and just flippantly, the director of the department looks and said, "Listen, we have been going around this mulberry bush for so long. Let's ask the pizza guy, because he's going to have a perspective that we don't have." And everybody looked at him and said, "You have got to be kidding." But they did. They asked the pizza guy and said, "Can we explain something to you? And let's just give us any of your thoughts." And they literally did that. And the pizza guy said, "Well, have you thought about this?" That one thing that he saw, while very rudimentary, transformed the thinking of all of the other engineers. So, ladies and gentlemen, if a pizza guy can work with engineers and transform their thinking and allow them to spark and become more creative, you can too. Number four, focus on how you would solve the problem rather than on the difficulties of the problem. This is, again, going back to, so what do you focus on? Focus on how would I just start? What would be the first thing that I would do? Not on how difficult it's going to be. Number five, remove the word impossible from your vocabulary. You may have seen this in the presentation that I did back on the 27th, is that Muhammad Ali said that impossible is just a word that is used by small men who don't want to necessarily be uncomfortable. So remove the word impossible from your lexicon. Number six, don't start sentences with negative contractions such as wouldn't, shouldn't, couldn't, weren't, or aren't. It automatically says, well, shouldn't we be able to do this? Should we? Can we? But no negative contractions. Number seven, reduce your stress level. One of the things you will know is that you cannot be creative when you're highly stressed. So literally your muscles tense up, your thinking slows down. And so if you can reduce your stress, one of the ways to do that is do not take yourself so seriously. In the big scheme of things, the planet's been around for about a billion years, and we are just here for a nanosecond in the big scheme of things. We can make a small amount of difference with some people's lives while we're here, but let's not take ourselves so seriously. Number nine is to read widely in order to make broader connections. One of my old bosses, Tom Peters, had this wonderful ability. He would pick up nine different magazines before he got on an airplane flight, and they may be as diverse as Hot Rod Magazine, Knitting Today, U.S. News and World Report, Christian Science Monitor, but he would be able to read widely, and he would come up with alternative views and be able to make connections that other people weren't able to meet. So are you reading only things that are germane to your particular work, or are you also reading history? Are you also reading psychology? Are you reading about a variety of different subjects? The more widely you read, the better connections that you'll be able to make, better creativity. Number 10, which is a really interesting idea, which is to schedule a creativity date, to take a baking class, see a play or a new art exhibit, and follow it with a conversation with what you saw and experienced. Now, you will hear me mention a woman by the name of Julia Cameron a little bit later, and she had a book called The Artist's Way. And one of the things that she positioned is that we should have an artist's date at least once a week where we go and do something that is creative. So you might want to look at The Artist's Way, Julia Cameron. She's got a wonderful book, and you might want to schedule a creativity